Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
The Bert Show.
Hey, from time to time on the show, I think we're all pretty big moviegoers here. Mm-hmm. I think we all dig movies. And we have noticed that there are certain movie cliches that you see time and time again. That's why they're cliches in movies. And we try to test those cliches to see if they work in real life also. We've done this a couple of different times now.
Yeah, there was one time where producer Tracy and Phil went into a restaurant and Phil proposed to producer Tracy to see if the entire, you know, restaurant would applause and, you know, celebrate their new engagement.
Because every time you watch a movie where there's a public proposal, yeah, everybody's standing
woo!
Around going,
woo!
And yeah, when they did that,
we got a round of applause.
They did get a round of applause.
And the coffee shop we went to even offered to cater our reception.
Then we sent Jen out one morning to test one of these movie cliches also.
Yeah, Phil and I went to, what was it, Walmart?
Yeah.
Or
no, we
Target?
Went to Walmart.
We
no,
went
Walmart.
To a Walmart, and we tested the cliche that if you publicly start singing a well-known song, that everyone will join in the celebration and start singing with you. And sure enough, we started singing. What did we sing?
Lean on Me.
Lean on Me. And the workers and the Walmart and the McDonald's that was inside the Walmart started singing with
well,
us.
Well, actually, to be correct, all the managers of Walmart stood there and looked at us, arms crossed. All
like
the
we were
workers
nuts.
At McDonald's were on the counter singing with us.
Yeah.
So we tested two of those cliches, and they both worked out
right
perfectly. Well, over the weekend, I happened just to be channel surfing when I was in San Diego, and, you know, they just have a couple of different channels for you to check out. And one of the movies on was Cocktail.
Right.
Okay. And this specific scene stuck out in my mind.
Just get canned?
I'm looking for something better.
Coughlin's Law. Anything else is always something better.
Coughlin's Law?
Douglas Coughlin. Flourished in the last part of the 20th century. Propounded a set of laws that the world generally ignored. To its detriment. Me.
So the cliche here is that when you're down on your luck and you're confused about a situation, it's your lowest point. If you go into a bar and you order a drink, the wise bartender behind the bar will always have some nugget of wisdom that will pull you out of your depression and make everything just fine.
Because all bartenders are philosophers.
Right.
We learned this from the movies.
Right. And you see this every time, from time to time in movies, you know, like the wise bartender. So we sent Phil Tirana out yesterday to go to a couple of different bars with some problems to see if he would get some wisdom from bartenders.
And you'll, as you'll hear, it worked and it failed at the same time. Here was the situation. So I went into a bar, and here was the story I came up with. Went in, I had my sunglasses on the whole time, head down. Bartender, hey, can I get you something? Yeah, I'd order a beer, and I'd say something to the effect of, man, they're not lying when they say it comes in threes. Pique their curiosity, and then I'd say, well, it started Sunday night. Found out that my parents of 50 years just got split up. Oh, that's too bad. Last night, my biatch of a wife walked out on me and took the kids. Oh, man, I hate to hear that. And finally, it worked today. I just got canned. So my parents got split up. My wife left me. Now I don't have a job. And by then, they're all just kind of looking at me wide-eyed going, wow, this guy's got some problems. And so from there, I would simply ask them, so you being a bartender, you've been doing this for many years. I'm sure you've had people come to you needing advice. Your advice from someone who's seen this to someone who could use some words of wisdom. Can you help me out? Can you help a brother out?
Now, can you mention which bars you went to?
Yeah, sure, sure. Especially the last one.
Okay, the first one here is, this one is labeled Advice Redneck.
Yeah, and this was more of a sports bar. And this is more, I still don't want to know the name of this one, but it's over on Windy Hill. And if anybody's been there, they'll know it because it's very southern. You know.
Why can't you say the name of it?
Well, it was Dixie Tavern. I love that place.
Okay.
And it was great. And the guy behind the counter is really, yeah, it's fun. It's so much fun. But I didn't want it to be labeled as redneck, but this was the funnest. This was the.
It's called Dixie Tavern.
It's Dixie Tavern.
All right, and yeah. This is the bartender giving you.
So walk in there, have my advice, have my problem laid out to him, and the advice that this wise bartender who's seen it all, this is his advice.
Take some time, relax. Like I said, just collect your old self.
Yeah.
Just collect your mind and just get you set right. Have a few beers and don't think too hard about it, but don't let it take too long to get back into whatever he's going to get into. Money doesn't last forever.
He walked away.
He's just throwing out cliches. Yeah. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
You're right.
Money doesn't last forever, you know.
Burning the hand is worth two in the bush.
And he checked back with me about 10 minutes later into my second beer, and I tried to talk to him a little bit more, but he didn't really have much to say after that. So he spit out some wisdom and went back to serving people who were a little more happy.
Well, and what part of his wisdom was to drink.
Drink.
You know, so, I mean, a bartender, I mean, you know, he's
have
trying to
beers.
Yeah, have some beers.
I don't think I can make out the first part of it.
Take some time, relax. Like you said, just collect your old self.
Yeah.
Just collect your mind and just get yourself right.
Self.
Have a few beers and don't think too hard about it, but don't let it take too long to get back into whatever he's going to get into. Money doesn't last forever.
He's like the 50-50 advice guy. Take your time, but don't take too much time. Have a beer, but don't drink too much. We just want to sit around and collect your thoughts, but you need to get out there and get on with your life. So he figures he can't miss. He'll throw everything out.
All right, second place?
So problem was not quite solved there. Still needed some more insight. So I thought maybe I should go international. So I hit Roswell Road and went to a Mexican restaurant. Went up to the bar. Again, same scenario to the bartender, asking for some advice, and this is what he gave me.
What should I do now?
For you?
Yes.
No.
You don't know?
No. So one margarita?
I'm sorry?
Margarita.
One more.
Margarita.
All
right. Tequila.
Tequila?
Yeah.
Is that your advice? Drink tequila?
Yeah.
And not exactly a pearl of wisdom.
Right.
Why do all the Mexican bars have to have Telemundo on so loud?
Gola!
Yeah. Like, it's always so loud. Like, you go into, you know, like a regular sports bar, and they're like, the TVs are all on, but they're turned down. You go into a Mexican restaurant or bar, and it's always so loud.
And half the problem with that also when you're watching the game is they never write out what cities are playing each other. It's right. Always three initials, and I'm trying to figure it out for an hour. BLN.
Right.
I got nothing. I don't know.
And you think you know, and it's like BLO versus PNE. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's the Belize National Organization playing the Peru League. And then you find out it was like Spain playing France.
So left the Mexican restaurant still a little bit confused. Then I thought the old cliche, if you need good advice, go to an Irish pub, find an Irishman. And I will tell you the name of this bar. This was Meehan's and Vinings.
Okay.
Went down there, walked in, talked to the bartender for a second, realized he wasn't an Irishman, and said, you know what? I'm in an Irish bar. Do you have an Irishman? Thinking he would say no. As a matter of fact, I do. And he's at work today. Irishman comes walking up to the bar. He's working. He's on the clock right now. Sits down next to me, proceeds to talk to me, and become my best friend for over 25 minutes.
Nice.
This guy was so cool. He was buying me beers. I tell you, when I came back to the meeting yesterday, because we had a meeting here after, later on in the afternoon, I was half buzzed because they just kept buying me drinks and saying, you know, what can we do? And you'll hear it in here. Now, granted, this is a 20-minute conversation condensed into a minute and a half.
So he heard all your problems and sat down with you, and this is what we got.
he didn't even hear him from me. He heard him from the bartender, and the bartender said, hey, man, you know, he's looking for an Irishman's advice. Can you go talk to him and help him out a little bit? And sure enough, he came over, pulled up a stool next to me, and sat down, and he's an Irishman, so you'll hear some beeps because they have coarse language.
Why did you go all the way to the bar? Why didn't you just listen to a U2 album and that Bono speak
Bono
to
will speak to you, to your soul. All right, here you go.
Where's home for you?
Belfast.
Beautiful.
You know, as far as myself, what I've always done is I try to stay out of my head as much as I can because, I just go through analysis paralysis. I'll start going f***ing crazy up there. Just surround yourself with as many good people as you can. But stay close to good people and try and do as many things as you can. Like, if you got people you know like to golf, if you like to golf and get out on the range, get out on the golf course, man. I like to golf and hang out. So concentrate on yourself, man. I'll tell you, I've been doing more and more over the last 2 years than I've ever done in my entire life. I f***ing run every day, man. I didn't run today. Go run, man. It releases the endorphins. You feel f***ing fantastic. I'll tell you what, if you need any good myself, Philippe, need anybody to call on or to hang out with, have a few beers. I mean, I got Thursdays off, Saturdays off, I got Mondays off. You're f***ing more welcome to hang out and crush a few beers down and have a good old-fashioned chinwag.
What is that?
A chinwag is just what we're doing, just have a chinwag. You're wagging your chin, having a bit of a chit-chat.
Nice.
The good thing is, man, you're coming into spring, you're coming into summer, mm-hmm. And your spirits are going to be lifted anyway just by the weather. You're going to start feeling better. That's the key. And on top of that, just get hammered as often as possible.
That guy was great. Meehan's?
Yeah, Meehan's and Vining's.
That guy was great.
I love him.
And I'm off on Thursdays. I'll sit down and talk to him.
His cell phone number?
Dude, I can't believe he tried to pick you up after he found out that your wife left you and he's trying to hit on you.
I don't know if he was just really felt bad or if my story was that convincing. I mean, again, this was a 20-minute conversation and this guy was really cool. And then when he found out that my brother has an Irish girlfriend, he was more excited wanting to hang out. He was like, call your brother, get your friends together. You need to stay busy. You need to come out and, as he said, call your brother. You need to get together. Come hang out with us. We'll pound a few. I mean, he went on and so cool.
Oh,
and then,
that's great.
And then at one point he was like, well, come on, let's go pound a few. Let's go have some more. And then and I was like, I gotta go. He said, well, if you need a number, I'll give you my number.
What's his name again?
Oh, I can't. Damien, I think was his name. Damien, and
from
then
for
me hands inviting. So
nice.
I'm gonna go. Yeah. But the best part about this was that I noticed after doing this assignment, all three bartenders gave me the exact same advice. And that's the last clip I gave you.
Margarita?
Tequila?
Is that your advice? Drink tequila?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, just get hammered as often as possible. Have a few beers and don't think too hard about it.
Drink.
Just drink.
They are bartenders and they want a big tip.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created added lead for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and lean is 25% off. Visit takelean.com and enter thank you 25 for 25% off. It's promo code thank you 25 at takelean.com.
When Bert leaves and when he goes on vacation and we're sitting here remaining to do the show, you have to, we do a meeting after every show, mm-hmm. and Bert has this 3-ring binder that he carries around with him, like, you know, who is it, Linus with his blanket?
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, I mean, this thing goes everywhere. And if something comes up that could potentially be addressed on the show, it goes in this binder.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, you know, any, like if Jen will say, oh, I had a phone conversation with my friend and she's got blah, blah, blah going on in her life and I would love to get advice from our listeners. That's a topic. If Melissa says, oh, you're not going to believe it, I went to the store yesterday and got an argument with the clerk about blah, 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 that could go in there. And so it's to the point after doing this show for over 4 years, 4 years and a month now, that there are just, I mean, pages of just these topics. And 90% of them you can't even remember.
Right.
Like you read the line and it says, you know, Jen Hobby lost bracelet. And you're like, what? But at the time, that was going to be like some, you know, super interesting whatever story.
Right.
Well, when he goes on vacation, he takes that book home and he leaves it at home. And then we sit in our meeting after the show. I'm like, okay, what do you want to talk about tomorrow? And we've got nothing to reference. Like, we've got nothing to go back on.
Right.
So I asked him before he left for this San Diego trip if he would send me, you know, leave me the binder or send me the list. So he sent me the file. He keeps it also backed up in his computer. He sent me the file. So I read down the file and I saw all these different topics and these different things and a lot of them rang a bell. And we've actually talked about one or two of them over the past couple days and it's been very helpful. Then there were a few that I didn't understand at all.
Right.
And then there were a couple that made me raise an eyebrow and I'd like to bring one of those up now.
Okay.
Bert had a line in his book that simply said statistic and it had a hyphen and it said 9 out of 100 women have a toy in their car with them. 9 out of 100 women have a toy in the car with them.
Was okay. This wishful thinking or was this a
no, I believe it.
He did. That's, well, 10%. That's 1 out of 10 almost.
We just finished talking about traffic commutes and how everybody's got really busy days. Everybody's underslept and undersexed.
Right.
So,
and there's no time to relax.
Right.
So.
I'm underslept, but I don't have a pillow in my car.
I think this is a good idea.
I think in today's society, in Atlanta society today, I think it is healthy for those 9 women out of the 100.
Well, the challenge is going to be getting someone to admit it.
Oh, we got the voice disguiser.
And we have a voice disguiser, and you can use a fake name, or if you want to be brave and just call. You have one, Phil?
Come on, ladies.
I've seen it.
No!
I promise a true story. I was on, when I was younger, I was in a choir at church and we took a choir tour every summer.
Oh, this
went to different places across the country. We'd go, went to the Grand Canyon, went to Mount Rushmore, went to Niagara Falls, and we'd always travel through big cities. Now, I was probably 15, 16 years old at the time, and I want to say the city was Houston. And we're traveling through the city stuck in rush hour traffic, and you've got a bus full of church kids ranging from ages 15 to about, actually about 14 to about 18.
Hold on a minute. Look at this.
The phone lines are ringing like crazy. Yes!
All 10 lights on our phones.
You go, ladies. You go.
Ranges of ages from about 14 to 18, and we're stuck in traffic, and all of a sudden, I start hearing people giggle and start laughing, and it slowly, as we're inching along through traffic, I look down through the window, and we're in a big tour bus, so we're looking down on people, and there's a girl. And she has her sunroof open, and she has her underwear down at her ankles, and she's just going to town.
So she's doing it herself.
She's doing it herself.
Okay.
And just going to town.
Well, who else do you think would be doing it?
There was no mechanical devices involved.
And as a 15, she might have, I don't know, she had a skirt that was about to her knees, but there was, it was blocking whatever was going on. And as a 15, 16-year-old, I don't know how old I was, it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
To me, that's the biggest cure for road rage. I mean, seriously.
Hey, Stephanie.
Yes.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm well, thank you. How's your commute?
Well, today it's rather uneventful, but all right.
So are you one of these 9 out of 100 women?
Yes, I am.
That's good.
Do you have one or more than one in the car?
Just one.
And it's in the car all the time?
It's generally in, like, my purse, but my purse is wherever I go, so.
You carry it in your purse with you?
Yeah.
So how often, like, how out of a five-day work week, on average, how many days would you use your item?
Probably two or three.
And is this on the way, I want to know, is it on the way to work or on the way home from work?
Usually from work.
You go, girl.
On the way home from work. Okay. And
where do you work and where do you live?
Stop, Jeff. I want to know also, does this thing get taken out of the purse and, like, clean and put back?
Oh, yes.
Because that was the thing I thought of when Jeff said that the statistic was they kept them in their car. Like, you got to take it out, clean it, and put it back.
I don't think that that's, I mean, I wouldn't think that's the case. I mean, if you look through, like, you know, pure romance and whatnot, you know, people have, the ability to clean and take. I don't think they're leaving them in there, because if they do, that's just nasty.
Well, yeah, I guess if it was on the outside of your clothes, it could stay in the car all the time. Yes. But if it's going underneath the outerwear.
Well, I think that's common sense, though. I think women are responsible with their toys, right?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Are you a married woman or a single woman?
I'd have some baby wipes kept in there with it or something.
Are you, oh, she's gone. She didn't answer.
She's like, enough with you.
Yeah.
I've told you enough, and I'm goodbye. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Or Officer Eric, I guess, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
Hi, Officer.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
We're good, and we're not encouraging anyone to do anything but concentrate on the road.
10-2. 10-2.
So do you have one of these in the squad car?
No, I don't have one in the squad car, but kind of a funny story.
Okay.
One night, driving down the road, speeder's in front of me, go ahead and pull her over, and all of a sudden she ducks her hands below the seat. So, of course, you know, we're thinking, all right, this is kind of freaky, so we get out our guns and we point them at her, the whole deal. Show me your hands, show me your hands. And so she shows us her hands. She goes, I was just hiding something. And we're like, what were you hiding? So she reaches down underneath her seat, pulls out one that's about a foot long and purple.
All right.
So you thought she had a gun, but she had something else.
Yeah, you can say that, exactly.
That's funny.
Let me ask you, once she showed you that, did she get off?
I think she did before she showed it to me.
Thanks for the call.
All right, guys.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Shay.
What's up?
Come on, tell us.
Give it
How
up.
Are you? Give it
okay.
us.
Okay, I had, like, back when I had my Chrysler, I had a mini pocket rocket.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But it was not for insertion. It was, you know, topical only.
Sure.
And since, you're at work, you get frustrated, you're dealing with customer service, you find, you know, the nice employee bathroom in the back, and you handle your business and you're stressed. Then you go back to work. Keep it in a plastic bag because, you know, they come with the cleaning and all that good stuff.
Okay, this is the employee bathroom. Have you ever used it in the car, in traffic?
No, but I wouldn't be able to drive. I'm not that flexible.
Right. Okay.
And, I'm not that flexible, and I'm a big girl. Legs can't just be going everywhere, you know.
Now you just gave Jeff the idea that every time he walks down the hall and sees one of our female staff going to the bathroom, he's going to be thinking the same thing.
Yeah, you think we are taking our purse because of the monthly reasons? There's other reasons, too.
That's right.
Getting really uncomfortable in here.
You brought it up.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how are you guys?
How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm a pure romance consultant. I actually called up yesterday and gave Tracy her free $150 stuff. And I just wanted to let you guys know that we sell a micro vibro keychain, and I sell every party, I sell at least 10 to 15 of those.
That's hilarious.
And they're keychains.
They're keychains. They put them on their keys. They can drive down the road, do whatever they want, fix their headaches.
What if they valet park?
They valet park? Well, I guess the intendant's going to get a really nice surprise.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks so much.
I love how the pure romance people are just monitoring the show, waiting for these sex topics to come up.
But they don't wait until after, say, 8:30 before they start listening.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Hey, Jane.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. On more than one occasion, I have used a toy in my car. Don't have one at the moment because I have children in the car with me, but in traffic, on the highway, just bored.
Road trips, whatever.
What if you're using it and you get rear-ended or something?
Well, I guess I've been very lucky.
Well, that could be dangerous.
Yeah.
I guess so, but, you know.
All right.
Bad long day, it's worth it.
Yeah, now hold on. Dana has a good point. I didn't even think of this, Dana. Go ahead.
I was just wondering if what if a man were to do this in traffic or at the in the bathroom at work? He'd be considered quite the perv.
And I think that's also
they don't do it in traffic or at work.
I have a guy friend that confessed to me that on long trips he gets bored, he does it.
But that's like that's almost like a misdemeanor, isn't it? Like, you can't do that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Well, if a guy's doing it too, because when I was a teenager, I saw a guy in a, mall parking lot doing it.
Jessica did too.
But he was doing it, he waited until I got there. So he was doing it as a perv to show off to somebody else. But a guy that's doing it just to release some stress and doing it discreetly, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. It should all the whole thing. It should all be illegal in the car.
So when you're on your way home, Jeff, today, I want you just to think. Just let it cross your mind.
You're wearing a big sweater.
I've got.
But it's kind of dark, so.
I've got a. and I got a 6-minute commute, so I could do it 3 times.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
So we just got off the phone with this guy, Matt. We did a Love, Lost, and Found with Matt and Pinky. And Pinky, a couple of weeks ago, is at a St. Patrick's Day party, and she meets this guy, Jack, and he seems really cool. I mean, they're getting their drink on and everything, and I asked her this morning, like, what is it about this guy, Matt, that made you so attracted to him that you had to call a radio station and kind of put the APB out on this guy? And she said he told a pretty funny story about a kangaroo that she thought, you know what, that's a guy that I want to hang out with again. And this was his story.
Pinky, what's the kangaroo story that Matt told you that just overwhelmed you?
Okay, he went to school in Australia for study abroad, and he was with a couple of his friends, and they were driving, and they hit a kangaroo.
Uh-oh.
They thought that they killed it.
Uh-oh.
So they are just being, just being guys, and they decided to start taking pictures with this dead kangaroo. And they're putting, a hat on the kangaroo, putting the arm over it, and taking pictures. Well, one of the guys gets the idea to put his jacket on the kangaroo, and all of a sudden, it woke up and hopped off with the guy's jacket on. Well, they go to get in the car, and the guy's keys were in the jacket on the kangaroo that, hopped off.
Can you put her on hold for a second?
Yeah.
Can I put her on hold?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, Pinky, hold on 1 second.
That's the plot of a movie.
Of what? Kangaroo Jack?
Kangaroo Jack.
Kangaroo Jack, yeah.
Was that his pickup line, you think?
He's using the plot of a movie, and she fell for it.
Okay, so his elaborate lie to pick her up was, maybe it was a true story, but for our purposes, let's say it was a lie. And he lied, and he watched Kangaroo Jack, and he's been using it as a pickup line.
So then we started to think, I wonder what the biggest elaborate lie is for anybody listening right now to give us a call, 404-741-1005, that any guy has ever laid on you to pick you up. And we started thinking about that Three Doors Down drummer guy that we had last year also. You remember this guy? Now, this was a call that we took from a bartender, right?
She worked at, I don't know where it was, Buckhead Tavern or something, Buckhead Saloon or something.
And some guy walked in there telling her that he was the drummer from Three Doors Down.
He's also the drummer for Three Doors Down.
No way!
Really? Yes. No, he's not.
We just played in Georgia.
Are you really?
Yeah, I was just over there for New Year's Eve and then left there and flew out to Las Vegas and played.
Do you have your own private plane?
It's not ours, but it's chartered, yeah.
Does the record company pick up that kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't have that kind of money.
Your single's been huge. For some reason, it's not coming to the top of my head right now.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on, what? Got everybody going. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, guys. I'm going to have to go.
Before you take off, 1 second here. Hey, David?
Hey, Brian. It's Dave Reynolds from Universal Records. How are you?
We busted that guy.
Yeah. Dave Reynolds, by the way, I believe was the was an A&R guy who picks out, you know, artists assigned to the label and is the one who picked Three Doors Down to be on Universal Records and
obviously knew this obviously guy wasn't in the band.
Obviously, if you make that decision and give them that much money, you remember Dave Reynolds' name for the rest of your life.
So we want to know the most elaborate lie a guy has ever used to pick you up. Now, obviously, you must have found out about this weeks or months later. Good morning, Kim. You're on The Burt Show. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. The crazy pickup line that I had was, I'm a single parent, and we was at a basketball game, and I met this guy whose son supposedly played on the team. And for like a couple of months, I'm actually thinking this is this guy's son, and it's his nephew.
So because you're a single mom, he thought that if he was a single dad,
it would help get in?
It would help him.
Right. And I was like, every time I would ask him, I was like, where's your son? And he would say, oh, he's with his mom. And one day we went out in a family event, and I was like, oh, you're just such a great aunt. And she was like, aunt, I'm his mother. And I'm like, oh, hey. I'm sorry. You know. And I believe it because they all look alike.
Sure. Yeah, funny. All right, Susie, thank you. Good morning. You're on All the Hits, Q100.
Hi. I had a guy. I was at some Buckhead bar or something like that. And he said that he played for, it was on New Year's Eve. And I was just at the Florida football game at the Peach Bowl. And everybody was at the bar afterwards. And this guy says that he played for Oklahoma University, who was playing in the national championship like 2 or 3 days later. And I used to work for football team, so I know, for college football team, so I know that they leave at least a week early to go down and prepare for the team. And I was like, oh, really? I was like, so, you know, what position do you play? And he's like, wide receiver. And the guy pulled, like, weighs about 250 pounds. And I'm just like, you know what? You become some stupid girl that doesn't know anything about football. And he was just like, oh, okay. I was like, what's your number? And he's like, number four. And he was like, so you want to dance? I was like, no.
Not so much.
No, no, thank
you. You don't play football. You need to just leave because you should be down in Miami right now. And it was just so stupid.
That's funny. You can't do that to girls in the South, man.
You're
we know
right.
about football.
Especially
right.
college football.
That's right.
Good morning, Lisa. You're on The Burt Show on All the Hits, Q100.
Hello. I have an event where I was walking through Lenox Mall, met this guy, and come to find out he told me he's an FBI agent.
Right.
I have to start off by saying I was 20. So okay. I was young and didn't know any better. And he probably was really about 20 himself, so I didn't think that this guy's too young to be an FBI agent. And a couple of years after, well, he ended up stealing my credit cards and everything.
Oh,
and
no.
Me. Yeah, and when I went to the police station, I felt so stupid because they're looking at me like, yeah, girl, okay, you gave this guy your credit cards. I'm like, no, he's an FBI agent for real.
You know? And why did he say he needed your credit cards?
No, he took them out my wallet when we went to dinner.
So you didn't know he had them?
I didn't know he had them. He canceled them for me. And it was months later before I even went to use my credit card. And so then it all started unraveling, and I was watching a movie a couple of years later, and the same thing, the movie, I was like, this is really familiar.
So what he did is...
His life was this movie.
So he took your credit cards out and said that, like, you thought you had lost them. So he said, oh, don't worry about it. I'll cancel them. In reality, he was just keeping them in his pocket and then waited a couple months and...
Yeah.
And you saw the movie unfolding, and it was your life?
Yeah, a couple years later, I saw the movie, and he even used lines out the movie.
Oh my God. What movie was that?
I don't remember. It was released in the 80s. I know the line was, see ya, I wouldn't want to be ya, in the movie. And he used to say that all the time.
That's funny.
You're just watching your life unfold on
the
screen.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's like sociopath behavior. Yeah.
Hey, Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
I think that I met the same guy that said that he was from Three Doors Down. Several years ago, I met a guy out at a club, and he said that he was the lead singer for Creed, and he had a friend with him. He said that the friend was the guitar player for Creed, and I didn't really listen to that music at the time, so I didn't really know anything about the band. So I hung out with him all weekend, and little things didn't add up that, like, I see now. Like, he told me to pick him up at the Crown Plaza where he was getting a room. Then later on, he was like, oh, we didn't get a room there. Like, we didn't like the rooms, and they went to, like, a crappier motel. And then my friend Jamie, we ran into her out, and she was like, Stephanie, that guy is not the lead singer for Creed. He used to work with me at $3 Cafe. And he got escorted off the property by the police because he was impersonating, like, different band members.
Oh, see, now that is weird.
Yeah.
Because he just went from band to band just impersonating different guys?
Yeah, to pick up women.
Oh, God. Wow. Dude, creepy.
And Creed is a pretty big one. That's a pretty bold lie right there because most would know who it was. Yeah. Hey, Christina, most elaborate lie a guy has ever told you to pick you up?
Well, I was in a school pageant, and there was this little boy that came up to me afterwards and was like, excuse me, you have to help me find my brother. And I was like, all right, what does he look like? And turned out that I realized later on the line was from Big Daddy when the little boy's in the grocery store. And the older guy came up to me, and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry about it. And it was so planned, and... I'm actually dating him now, so I guess it works, but it was just the lamest pickup line that I've ever heard.
So I'm not exactly sure what he did. He sent a little boy over to lie to you that he was lost?
Like Big Daddy.
It wasn't even his brother. Like it was just some random little boy.
I think we're learning here that guys get their best lines from movies.
Yeah, exactly. Adam Sandler did that in Big Daddy. The Burt Show.